Le président.
Thank you, Chair. I'm speaking on behalf of CIDSE, Terre Solidaire, BD, Miserior, and the Tradwi organization of Madagascar. We've lost certain small nuances about direct human rights obligations of businesses by replacing obligations with responsibility in the preamble. The previous terms should be reintroduced. PP 13 of the updated version underscores that states must take all necessary measures in order to ensure that human rights defenders and civil society activists have an enabling and safe environment in which to freely go about their roles. It was not mentioned previously, and the focus on states to providing a safe and enabling environment for human rights defenders is a step in the right direction. Nevertheless, the reference to the UN Declaration on Human Rights Defenders, as well as the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and the ILO conventions, have been deleted and replaced with an expression, other human rights declarations which have been internationally agreed. It's important to reintroduce the specific references to those declarations. As recommended by Indonesia, local communities have been replaced, have been mentioned by certain treaty bodies, notably the Economic, Social and Cultural Rights Committee, so they should stand alongside Indigenous peoples. There have been certain weaknesses compared to the previous versions in the 7th and 8th sessions. PP 13 and 14 referred to business enterprises' role in tackling the climate emergency. This and other references have not been included in the current version. We regret this, and we would like to see the previous language reinstated. Also, PP 10 of this third version, including the recognition of the important role of the private sector in attenuating climate change, require that climate be reinstated in PP 10. Thank you.